Blunt Talk with LT, episode 73. This episode's brought to you by StackWap.com. This episode's also brought to you by Patreon.com/BluntTalkWithLT. Subscribe, become a patron. Episodes every Friday. Blunt, unfiltered, raw, uncut episodes every Friday. Patreon.com/BluntTalkWithLT. All right, so we can get into it. I don't like when people make comments and then they backpedal all the way, or they like throw a rock and hide their hands, or they hide from social media whenever they take backlash or any type of like, I don't know. When I look at that type of stuff, that withdrawal type of, I find that type of stuff like the cowardly movements. Like, I don't want to call out Ari Lennox right now, but Ari Lennox apologizes for bashing Gayle King and Oprah and then completely disappears from social media, like removes her account and shit and just goes into hiding. And I'm like, what? So let me just play the initial video of her, of where her comments were, and then, you know, we can get to her apology and her just dipping out and hiding. Let's play that. Oh shit, wrong video.
Fuck ass, fucked up, fuck Gayle, and fuck Oprah. Y'all are some self-hating pieces of shit fuck asses. If I have never seen a coon more fucking coonier than goddamn Kale and Okra. I'm over y'all. I don't give a fuck how rich you are, how much you fucking accomplish. You're tearing down the legacies of so many phenomenal, beautiful black men, and I don't fucking have time for it. I'm sick. I'm disgusted. You don't care about black people. Okra, I knew you wasn't shit when the kids was trying to take a picture with you and she was like, oh, I see your little crack phone. Okra.
Okay, so that was her initial video before she apologized and completely dipped off. Because she dipped, I don't have the apology video, but yeah. I don't even know if she made an apology video, but she apologized and left social media. That's kind of just like, I don't know, man. That's crazy. That's like me talking shit on an episode about somebody and then deleting the clips or deleting the episode. Just like, nah, you said it. It's out there. Leave it. If you change your mind about it, change your mind about it. But to delete things and hide from things and think that it's gone forever. Like, once you put something on the internet, it's out there. Somebody has it. Like, when Ari Shaffir tried to put out his Kobe video and then deleted it after, thinking he can escape the backlash, like, no, people picked it up, people had it, it's out there, and it's forever gonna live out there. So doing that type of stuff, it's like, you can apologize, you can feel different about your actions, you can be apologetic and you know, look at your actions and be remorseful or regretful of them, but to completely just hide because of backlash and run, it's like, that's not the way. You gotta, that's a cowardly movement. You can't be doing that. Like, not going to throw, you know, Ari Lennox under the bus. I'm not coming for her like that, but you shouldn't be doing that. Like, no one, like, I don't know, man. I feel like some people take the little backlash and the things that are said on social media too seriously, because these people aren't saying it to you in the streets. Once it starts affecting your bag and it starts affecting you in the streets, and then people start, but I can't say once because that's a reactive instead of a proactive movement of just avoiding it, period. But at the end of the day, it's like, come on. Don't let that shit get to you to a point where you're rattled and you're ruining your, you know, your social media presence and your career. All right, what else do we got here? Okay, so Omarion basically did an interview, Big Boy, and he was discussing certain things, and he spoke about Lil Fizz and wanting to speak with Lil Fizz. So he's not mad at Lil Fizz. Omarion's the type of person, if he's mad about the situation, he does a hell of a job disguising it, because he does not seem bothered at all. He seems like he just wants to talk to Fizz, basically talk to him as like man to man, basically. Just touch grounds with him, because he feels like ever since Fizz has been with April, he kind of he avoided Omarion. And throughout their little relationship that they had, he hasn't spoken to Omarion. And even after, you know, the whole potentially breakup. I don't know what's going on with them right now. This shit is weird. He's still not talking to Omarion, so I don't know. and this was recently Omarion said this shit. This is like yesterday, all recently. So I guess he just doesn't like, everybody knows what he did. If he doesn't want to face him as a man, that's, I don't know. That's a little awkward. That's a little weird for him to just be completely avoiding him, like he's not going to run into him. Like Omarion's not going to pull the Matt Barnes and run up on him like that, but because he doesn't feel any type of ways, but, you know, I don't know. Raz B also issued a statement. He was doing an interview and saying that Lil Fizz pretty much wants to be Omarion. Always walk. He said there was always some weird thing going on with them too, and he always felt like the energy was weird. And like I've spoken about this to T2 Lovely on the podcast before, and she felt like he had some sort of like inferiority complex when it came to Omarion. Like he was always trying to walk in his shoes and chase in his shoes, and that's from an outside perspective. She could see that from the outside looking in, and Raspy's on the inside, and he says that's pretty much what it is. Like he always kind of, well, you know, they have a history of, you know, Fizz kind of getting Omarion's leftovers. There's a history of that. But it seems like he kind of just wants to be the main character, the main guy. He wants to be Omarion's shoes. So it's like he wants to step in Omarion's shoes. So if Raz B's saying that, it's not a good look for Fizz. I don't think the group's ever getting back together. Omarion's making his own money with, you know, Soulja Boy, Bow Wow, and these niggas doing their tour. So shout outs to Omarion. Yeah, you ain't going to see those niggas back together again. Fizz, Raz B, Omarion, and BTK. That shit's finished. Those reunion tours are done. End of those days. If you missed those fucking, you know, those tour dates, and you were one of those fans that wanted to catch that, you missed it now. Shit's finished. Ain't coming back. Well, unless Fizz talks to fucking Omarion like a man. But I don't think that's going to happen. What else we got here? Okay, so Jussie, I can't even, it's like, I can't even say his name properly anymore because of the Dave Chappelle shit. Like, I don't even remember what his real pronunciation of this guy's last name is. Like, every time I see his name, I'm like, Smollett? Okay, so it's Jussie Smollett. Pretty much, he's back in the news because he's indicted on 6 charges for lying to Chicago police during the case, the initial case of, you know, him, the assault and the robbing and the racial shit that he said, the whole fabrication. He's being charged for it again, and people were like, oh, it was released before, it was dismissed before, but it wasn't dismissed completely where they could, you know, not bring it up again. It was kind of just like, I can't remember if it's with or without prejudice, where it's like completely dismissed, you can't bring it up again. And it wasn't that one. It was pretty much, okay, you could bring the shit back up again if there's new evidence, and they brought the shit back up. So he's being, you know, charged on 6 counts. So I look at that, I'm like, that shit's crazy. I'm just like, you guys have nothing better to do. Like, I'm not here caping for, you know, Smollett, and I don't know the details of the case to the extent that they do. But at the end of the day, it's like, really? I thought this shit was done and over with. I thought, like, you know, I thought he was kind of just laying low until he can recover his career. I didn't think it was something that serious. I didn't think, you know, the police will be going that hard on him. But they're not quitting. They have something out for him. The Chicago Police Department, from those speeches that they had, those press conferences they had about his case back like last year, they were like 100% on him. They're like, we're gonna get this motherfucker, and they were determined to, you know, prosecute him. So that's pretty much what they're doing now, and kind of sucks for Jussie. But I'll probably have updates on that case as that shit goes on. What else do we got here? All right, so there's this little white girl running around the streets of Toronto. Basically, everybody knows Debbie. If you're in Toronto, you've seen her on 6 Buzz and shit. You know who Debbie is. Drake spoke about her in a video of her running up in his crib and making noise and, you know, making the neighbors look at him funny because she's outside of his crib acting the fool. This girl recently got into a fight in the street with this little Asian guy, and let me just play the video so y'all can see the results. Where is this? What do we got here? Yo, I'd be struggling with videos. All right, here we go.
What? fuck?
So what is it? Yo, so what is it?
Oh. The Karate Kid.
I'm like, okay. First of all, why is he fighting her? Like, why is a boy fighting a girl? But it seems like she was starting with him. But nonetheless, it's weird. Why do you call him Karate Kid just because he's Asian and kicking ass? that's funny as fuck, but it's clearly racial. I don't know. She seems like she's fucking with people. So I'm not going to be like, okay, a man's hit or a boy's hitting a girl. These are like teenage kids. Of course, men aren't supposed to hit women, but it seemed like she was coming for him. I don't know the details behind what happened prior to the video being shot. I feel like she has some sort of mental issues. Like, she's not mentally stable. And I feel like people like that kind of get taken advantage of for the views and shit, or people around them put them in position to act the fool for views in that YouTube clout. So, or Instagram clout, or just, you know, bullshit. I don't know, man. There's just something wrong with that girl, man. Something wrong with that girl. Something's not right with that girl. You need to stop paying shit like this attention. It's the first time I spoke about her on my podcast, but the video is just funny as shit. It's getting a lot of traction. I just feel like we need to stop this, though. We need to stop putting these weird, mentally unstable people in the forefront. But it is what it is, man. If people want to pay attention to that shit and get laughs, it is what it is. Who the fuck am I telling, really, to, you know, what to pay attention to and what not to pay attention to? I feel like sometimes we get a little too preachy and it's not that serious. I just cut off my own point and stapled myself. I'm like, nah, where was I heading with that? I ain't getting too preachy out here. What else we got here? Okay, so Blac Chyna. People are calling out Blac Chyna for making her, you know, plastic surgery in her face just go too far. And this is what happens to a lot of people. A lot of people that start doing this plastic surgery shit don't know what to stop. They start thinking, oh, let me tweak this a little bit. Let me change this. Let me snip this up a little bit. And then all of a sudden their face just looks like something else. So this is the picture of Blac Chyna before and after. This is like way before. And then like current. The current to the right, she just looks like a completely different person. Too many tucks and too many slit. Like, her chin looks weird. She just looks completely different. And people were going in on her online, on social media, of course, because, you know, social media is that beast that never sleeps. This shit is just, I don't know, man. I feel like if you're doing plastic surgery and face surgery, you need to know when to stop. And I feel like if you're going to do it once. Do one thing that you feel like is fucked up with your face. Like, a lot of people have like a super large nose, and they'll just, you know, snip that off a little bit. And then they have a regular one that kind of fits their face a little bit, but they just do it once. Just do it once. Don't touch nothing else. Don't try to push up your cheeks or slide down your chin or none of that weird shit, because then your face starts looking different. So I don't recommend plastic surgery to begin with, but at the end of the day, people are going to do what the fuck they want to do, and I'm not here to control people. But I don't recommend it if you want to look good. I feel like there's things and other, you could just eat healthier, go to the gym, maximize your look, do your makeup better. I don't fucking know, but at the end of the day, it's like plastic surgery, people get carried away and they go too far, and these are some of the results. So yeah, that's what happened with Blac Chyna. Yeah, it's unfortunate. What else do we got here? Let me just cycle through some of these topics real quick. Get to some of these important ones before I get the hell out of here. Okay, so this shit pissed me off. Let me get to this shit before I get to the meaningless, regular, you know, celebrity news and gossip. So basically, this guy's baby mother took matters into her own hands and went too far by cutting her daughter's hair off to spite the father. So the father went and got his daughter's hair done at some salon or whatever. It took 2 hours, you know, taking care of his daughter, being a father, you know, getting her hair done. He brings the daughter back to the baby mother. The baby mother's upset that someone else has done her hair. And to spite the father, she cuts the hair off instead of simply undoing the hair or taking out the style or whatever, reverting back to normal. Regardless, you're still hurting the daughter if by doing that. If she enjoys her hair, she enjoys her hair. Why are you doing it to be controlling? That's ridiculous. And then, let me just play the video. I'm talking about this too much before I even...
My baby sitting up out there being crying.
I don't care. I told you, stop playing with
me. That motherfucker cut my baby hair out of here. Look at that shit. That shit is sad. Hurt my baby feeling.
Now
wait. Cause you don't hurt the dad, you hurt her feelings.
You hurt my baby feelings.
My baby sat there for 2 hours.
I do my own girl
hair. My baby sat there for 2 hours.
Stop playing with me.
That's horrible. Like, she's clearly crying. Clearly not enjoying. Like, you cutting her hair to spite the father. Like, that's some like, sometimes you hear of these baby mama horror stories. Like, sometimes people will tell you how, like, the type of shit that they're like, you don't believe it sometimes. You're like, what? Girls did that? And then you hear these type of things that celebrities talk about, and then you see shit like this and you're like, what the fuck? Like, that's some next level craziness. Like, you should never take your anger for that the man or the partner that you, your ex person that you were with, out on the child to the point where you're cutting their hair off. Like, that is next level shit. That is like child abuse almost. I don't even know if that's almost. That's like abusive. Controlling. These toxic people, man. All right, so I got a couple of videos that I found funny. What do we got here? All right, let me just watch this and react to this shit. Yo, when you watch shit in reverse, it's like they're putting this black family back in the burning house. It's like clearly that's not what's happening. It's videos in reverse, but when you watch it and it looks like it's actually happening, it's just like, what kind of fuck shit is this? Honestly, Twitter's undefeated sometimes with some of these videos that come out. We got another one in reverse. This one's the funniest shit. Teens caught donating clothes to local mall. How sweet. Nigga, please play this shit forward. These niggas is running up in this shit, eating this shit, plain faced, bare faced, no mask. That shit's funny as hell. That's some funny shit. Some lighthearted shit to end the podcast. Sometimes shit gets a little too serious. You know what I mean? You don't need to be all angry and shit and all serious every episode. Some lighthearted shit. What else we got here? Oh, shit. Ain't nothing lighthearted about this shit. This shit pissed me off as well. Okay, so this school officer chokes out a kid. Let me play the goddamn video. See, I don't like playing these type of videos because this type of shit, it's just kind of rough to watch, but here we go.
DeCarian Ellis is the student you can see in this video where Camden High School resource officer Jake Perry appears to have him in a chokehold. You can see the ninth grader appears to be lifted backward by his neck to the point where his feet are off the ground for about 10 seconds. Ellis says it all started because of a fight with another student.
Police officer pushed the kids off of me and he grabbed me and started choking me and putting me on the glass. I fear for my life.
So that officer is not fired. He was suspended with paid leave. So that's pretty much a paid vacation. And he was reinstated, not in that school, but into another force of police. So you see that type of shit, that type of injustice take place. And these people are not losing their jobs. They get suspensions with that's vacation. You got a paid vacation for doing that shit, pretty much in a reassignment. Because someone like that is clearly not trusted around anybody's children. You're assaulting people's children. You're not charged. It's not even like, okay, people are just begging for his job. It's like you weren't even charged. Like, that's assault. But it's like you don't lose your job. You're not charged. You just get to go on with your life and do you after assaulting these kids. Like, that shit is fucked up. Ain't nothing cool about that shit. One last thing before I get out of here. So the judge sides with Dr. Luke, and Kesha was found guilty of defamation for telling Lady Gaga that Dr. Luke raped Katy Perry. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Okay, so that story, I have the headline for. I have no details. I'm sure that I had the details, but no details. I should have never brought that up on the podcast, but that's wild. That is absolutely wild. What the hell? You lied on somebody for saying something like that? Like, that is... But if she wasn't lying and she was telling the truth, but she didn't have enough evidence, that goes to the whole thing where people are scared to speak out because they're scared of the consequences of... Who the hell knows? That's just a wild story to be published by a credible headline, by a credible news source. But yeah, that's it. Blunt Talk with LT, episode 73. See, I'm still sick right now, but I'm trying to get through it. I'm trying to supply you guys what you need. You know, these podcasts with, you know, some blunt talks and some blunt takes on some various topics of, you know, what's going on. So we out here. Blunt Talk with LT, stackwap.com. Yep.